Hip-hop has come a long way since the early days.
I said a hip-hop, the hip to the hip, hip-hop, you don't stop the rocker to the bang-bang boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat.
Our co-host David Green spoke to a guy who played a big role in that evolution.
Chuck D always thought that rap was more than party music, and in the late 1980s, he and his group proved it.
You're quite hostile.
I got a right to be hostile, man. My people being persecuted.
Public Enemy featured strong political messages with all the ferocity of punk rock.
With vice, I hold the mic to vice. With force, I keep it away, of course. And I'm keeping you from sleeping. And on the stage, I rage and I'm rolling.
Soon, even rock musicians were taking notice. Among them, a guitarist named Tom Morello. He found massive mainstream success in the 90s with his band Rage Against the Machine. And this is where our conversation with Chuck D began, the moment when Morello came to him with an idea for a band, one that would channel the anger of today. The new group is called Prophets of Rage.
I kind of like didn't give a quick answer at it, and Tom had a conversation with my wife, and then she said, look, you know, you are who you are. You are what you are. This is good.
Counter-offensive.
Prophets of Rage.
So who is Chuck D? Well, at 57, he's a man who wisely takes advice from his wife. He's also a pure entertainer, but an accessible one. Public Enemy used to welcome everyone to be angry with them. He's also humble, sort of, saying he's no longer the superstar. If the new band were a basketball team, the star on the court is the rapper Be Real. Chuck D backs him up. Is that the opposite of what you were in Public Enemy?
Yes, I'm Magic Johnson in Public Enemy. The ball runs through me.
But are you okay with the different role now?
I'm okay with all this, man. I used to move furniture in this city in trucks. I'm okay with anything in this music business.
Well, I want to play a little bit of the music, if I can, and hear what you can tell us about it.
DJ Green.
So DJ Green wants to play Living on the 110. For those people who haven't been to L.A., I mean, can you describe the 110?
It's the 110, which is a highway. And because the weather in Southern California is conducive that you could possibly set up and live outside without the elements just, you know, killing you. People who are homeless have set up shanty towns and tents to live out there on the streets. And you got people on the top of the highway who are driving their Southern Californian Bugattis or whatever. I don't know the fancy names of the cars, Teslas or whatever. So the contrast of them being on the top and underneath the highway, you got people at their most stripped existences.
Is this a call to action about homelessness at this
moment?
Yeah,
the song especially. And the advantages of being a musician is that we have conversations that will make someone in a particular region pay close attention to what's happening somewhere else, because this is one planet.
Brothers and sisters, I don't know what this world is coming to.
Yes, the rhythm, the rebel. Without a pause, I'm lowering my level.
In the late 80s, hip-hop was just finding its footing, and you were seen as one of the first to really focus on politics and political themes.
We were older. I don't mean to cut off your question, but, you know, I was born in 1960. So we clearly remember the 1960s. And I would have songs that would talk, like Black Steel and the Hour of Chaos talked about when one of my uncles graduated high school. And that same weekend, my uncle, who then turned 18, found out he was drafted to Vietnam to go fight for war.
I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers. They wanted me for their army or whatever. Picture me giving a damn. I said never. Here is a land that never gave a damn about a brother like me and myself.
You were telling kids it can get more real than you could possibly imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I started, you know, school as a first grader, and it was 3 years after Kennedy was killed. And then in the third grade, Dr. Martin Luther King was assassinated, and all of a sudden you're just learning about these other categories. Like, okay, I was in the Black Panthers lunch program in Harlem when I visited my grandmother, And all of a sudden you find out this organization that's giving us lunches, their leadership is getting killed. So you're like, wow, so if you come out and just try to help people, do you get killed in the United States of America? So that curiosity led me to learn and read about right wrongs and revolt and things like that at an early age.
If speed is what you need in this security mess, your homeland history you want to dispossess. If you need anything else to make me bleed, now you want to blame me for what I read.
When you were talking about Tom Morello convincing you to do this, I was getting the sense that he felt like you are needed in this moment. And I got the sense that when your wife said, do it, you know, because you are who you are, that you're needed in this moment. Why are you the right person for this moment?
I don't think I'm the right person for this moment. I think we are. And Tom is very clear, like, this is not a lecture. The music, when it's seen live, it's a bear to, you know, try to hang with this sonic blast that this team is doing.
This is an angry moment. These are angry times. Like, when I'm at a concert, I'm listening to music, like, do you want me to, like, just let it all out and channel it and be free to be angry? Or what do you think you guys are pulling off?
Well, I don't know. It was angry times for me in 1997. I was angry in 1996 when people were, like, tossing back and, you know, celebrating, you know, a whole bunch of false promises with the Clinton administration. So I've always had my antennas up for things that, you know, are out there. It's just been intensified. So you hope that this mesh of words, music, style, and the story can get across to a person that, yeah, we are at a point where you need a little bit of sense of urgency.
Chuck D, it's been an honor and pleasure talking to you.
Hey, DJ Green, keep DJing.
That was David Green talking with Chuck D about his new album with Prophets of Rage.